everyone, it's Sarah Lusher here, editor of this August 2022 edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine. Your readers this month are Sam Elmhurst, Kevin Ford, Paul Henderson and Caroline Olgee. And this month they're here to tell you about some canine Instagram stars, 9 reasons to love Great Yarmouth, a tennis club celebrating its centenary and secrets under the sea. So to start us off, here is Dominic Castle, editor of the print edition of the Norfolk magazine.
As I write this in the steamy heat of July, we're having a bit of a meltdown. The grass is parched bone white, the tar is liquefying on the roads, the tabloids are yelling about Britain being hotter than Marbella, Morocco and Mercury, the chickens are panting in the shade and the dogs are lolling listlessly on the lino. In short, we're having a summer. But August is, I always think, a bit of a hit and miss month. It can be glorious. It can be dismal, with days of watching the rain stream down the windows, washing away summer's dust. But there's always at least a few good days and the chance to head off out to enjoy some of the 80 miles of coastline we're blessed with here. When I was a youngster, we'd head for Cart Gap, as I believe I've mentioned in previous letters. We'd also spend time at Sheringham, still the ancestral home, making the most of the sands when the tides were out and occasionally braving the waters for a dip in the late season when the waters are less frigid. We had no idea, of course, that under our paddling feet was the wreck of the Commodore, whose remains were so excitingly rediscovered by Chris Taylor. How exciting to find this piece of tangible maritime history so close to the shore. As youngsters, we also had no idea that our little bit of sea teemed with life so close to shore either. We only ever saw a few anglers casting hopefully out and they never seemed to have caught anything. The proper fishing boats were a lot further out than we could swim, for sure. It's a world filled with beautiful sea creatures and plant life, a wonder we must treasure and protect however we can. And further around the coast is Great Yarmouth, our under-celebrated fun spot. It was my favourite posting as a junior reporter on the Eastern Daily Press, though even 40 years ago the signs were that tough times were coming. But it's a resort that's on its way up again now, with serious investment, bold entrepreneurs and loyal locals picking up the cudgels. It's brilliant to see, and its continuing revival will be good for the whole county, especially if someone reopens the House of Wax. Have a great August.
Thank you, Dominic.